Handle workplace jerks to minimize their impact. Dealing with toxic people at work is crucial to maintaining a positive environment. Whether it's a difficult boss, a troublesome colleague, or recognizing such behavior in yourself, taking action is key. Toxic individuals can harm team morale, hinder performance, and affect how others feel about their jobs. It's important to understand that not all negative behavior is equal. Some are simply irritating, while others can be deeply damaging. A Gallup study reveals that a major reason people leave their jobs is due to bad bosses. Managers who fail to set clear expectations are either too distant or too involved, or overlook development opportunities create stressful workplaces. This neglect leads to losing valuable employees and a decline in the performance of those who remain. To combat toxicity at work, start by identifying the problematic behavior. Then, consider these 8 strategies to handle difficult colleagues. Toxic workplace behavior harms team performance, well-being, and morale. Negative behaviors in the workplace can greatly impact team productivity, welfare, and morale. While everyone can have off days or exhibit poor behavior occasionally, some individuals consistently display characteristics that categorize them as jerks. Here are 16 common types of workplace jerks you may encounter. 1. Pessimists and complainers. Pessimists always see the glass as half empty, focusing on flaws even in positive situations. Similarly, complainers consistently find the worst in everything and everyone, ensuring their negativity is widely known. This relentless negative attitude drains the energy and morale of team members. 2. The envier and the credit thief. Enviers feel insecure and threatened by others' success, desiring the recognition or promotion received by a coworker. They often blame external factors instead of themselves when they don't achieve the same success. This behavior creates tension and guilt among coworkers. On the other hand, the credit thief takes credit for the efforts and achievements of others instead of acknowledging their contributions. 3. The intimidator. Intimidators are like office bullies who use aggressive tactics, threats, and intimidation to get what they want. Their actions often make coworkers feel scared and uncomfortable, sometimes even causing them to leave their jobs if managers don't step in to stop the harmful behavior. 4. Gossipers and chatters. Gossipers and chatters are big talkers in the workplace. Chatters waste time with constant conversations, disrupting productivity. Meanwhile, gossipers thrive on drama, spreading tension among coworkers and causing problems and misery for their targets. 5. The lazy one, the non-responder, and the absent one. Lazy ones are procrastinators who do the bare minimum at work. Non-responders either withhold information passively or don't realize how their lack of response affects others. Absent ones arrive late and leave early, spending work hours on social media. In each case, dedicated coworkers pick up the slack, leading to resentment, stress, and frustration within teams. 6. Micromanagers and nitpickers. Micromanagers struggle to delegate tasks and refuse to relinquish control, leaving employees feeling inadequate and untrusted. Nitpickers, on the other hand, are never satisfied due to their perfectionist tendencies. Their constant need for perfection leads to frustration among coworkers, who often have to redo work and put in unnecessary extra hours. 7. Competitors and backstabbers. Competitors view work as a zero-sum game, forcing coworkers to compete even when it goes against their nature. Backstabbers will do whatever it takes to get ahead, including revealing secrets, lying, or making false accusations. Their actions create tension and turmoil, turning colleagues against each other. 8. Narcissists and malicious ones. Narcissists crave admiration and attention but lack empathy and the ability to listen to others' opinions, making them ineffective leaders and collaborators. On the other hand, malicious ones intentionally undermine coworkers' confidence and hurt their feelings, creating a toxic workplace where people feel unsafe and unhappy. Maintain objectivity in interactions. To stay objective, avoid reacting emotionally or impulsively. Instead, carefully consider the situation. For example, when Molly made a hurtful comment to a coworker saying, "Your work may be decent, but just know you will never be the leader of any company or team," it was likely intended to provoke a reaction. Responding emotionally can cloud your judgment and escalate the situation. Instead, try to distance yourself from your emotions. This can help you analyze why the person acted that way. Viewing the situation from an outsider's perspective can also help you understand the instigator's motives and your reaction. Molly's coworker reflected on their confrontation and realized her words were particularly hurtful because they tapped into his insecurities about leadership. This understanding helped him process his emotions. Learning that Molly had treated others similarly showed that she often lashed out when feeling threatened. Recognizing Molly's behavior as that of an envier and a malicious one, her coworker learned to ignore her toxic comments. Empowerment through disengagement. Refusing to engage with someone who tries to manipulate your emotions gives you the upper hand. For instance, if a coworker shirks their responsibilities and threatens you when you address it, they're acting as an intimidator. Understanding their motive is key. If the intimidator isn't lazy, their refusal to work is a power play to manipulate you into doing their bidding. Handling toxic individuals who use intimidation tactics can be challenging, but refusing to let their behavior affect you denies them a victory. A helpful strategy is to identify other coworkers targeted by the intimidator and unite for support. When a group of people comes forward to report such behavior, management is compelled to address the issue. Prevent the workplace conflict. Addressing conflicts before they escalate is crucial to maintaining a harmonious workplace. While minor disagreements are normal, it's essential to intervene when they start affecting productivity and team morale. For instance, when tensions arose between co-workers Chelsea and Ryan, their manager noticed the impact on the team's dynamics. Despite not knowing the exact cause, the manager recognized the conflict's role in office tension. Identifying the emotions involved, such as Chelsea's distress and Ryan's distancing, helped shed light on the situation. As team members took sides, confusion grew, emphasizing the need for prompt intervention. Chelsea and Ryan's manager identified the root cause of their conflict. He realized that tensions began after he announced an upcoming promotion. Ryan, eager for the promotion, inadvertently divulged confidential information from Chelsea, painting her in a negative light. Ryan, unaware of the damage caused, apologized to Chelsea after his boss explained the impact of his actions. This resolution shows the importance of understanding the underlying issues to resolve conflicts effectively. Address toxic behavior. Ignoring bad behavior allows it to persist unchecked. It's crucial to address issues before they escalate, even if they feel uncomfortable, especially for new or junior team members. Aligning with coworkers who are familiar with the problematic behavior can provide support. Identify the specific toxic behavior causing concern. For instance, when Jesse, a non-responder, failed to provide necessary documents despite repeated requests, it created problems. Confronting Jesse calmly but firmly about the issue was necessary. Despite his initial promise to comply, Jesse continued to neglect his responsibilities. As a last resort, the affected employee had to involve their manager to address the toxic behavior effectively. Differentiation between serious issues and minor annoyances. It's crucial to distinguish between major infractions and minor annoyances in the workplace. Immediate action is required for serious matters like sexual harassment or threats of violence. In such cases, report the behavior to your boss or HR or file a complaint. However, it's essential to overlook minor missteps and annoyances that arise from human error. Viewing bad behavior on a continuum from mildly irritating to extremely harmful helps avoid overreacting to every instance of poor conduct. To determine whether a response is necessary, objectively assess the situation. If someone's behavior isn't affecting your productivity or emotions, ignoring it may be appropriate. Alternatively, gently redirect the conversation, stating the need to focus on work. When someone's actions bother you, try focusing on their positive traits to change your perspective. If minor incidents still bother you, consider how your sensitivity might impact others and adjust your behavior accordingly. Learn from negative examples in the workplace. To improve your workplace behavior, observe negative examples around you. Despite the inevitability of encountering difficult individuals in your professional life, pay attention to their actions and the negative impact they have on others. By witnessing how toxic colleagues harm their coworkers, you can make more informed choices and enhance your conduct at work. When starting a new job, observe how your coworkers interact within the office environment and influence their team members. For instance, you might notice one person who tends to dominate conversations, while another frequently takes credit for others' work. Reflect on whether you exhibit similar behaviors, such as engaging in distracting conversations or consistently using I instead of we during presentations. Seek feedback to improve workplace behavior. To avoid being perceived as the office jerk, it's essential to be aware of how your behavior affects your coworkers. While everyone can be annoying at times, gaining a reputation for negative behavior is undesirable. To assess the impact of your actions, consider asking for feedback from your colleagues, even if it feels uncomfortable. This feedback can help you improve as an employee, become a more effective manager, and enhance your interpersonal skills. The first sign that your behavior might be bothersome is if your coworkers start avoiding you. One manager noticed that his workplace interactions were short and lacked warmth, and he was excluded from social gatherings. While he initially thought this was typical professional conduct, he decided to seek feedback from a coworker. Assuring her that he welcomed honesty, she candidly described him as kind of stuck up and standoffish. Other colleagues echoed similar sentiments, using words like arrogant and self-obsessed. Responding to feedback on your behavior is crucial to avoid being perceived negatively and to ensure that others continue to offer feedback in the future. Create a plan to address any toxic behavior based on the criticism you receive. For instance, if you tend to use I statements excessively, set a goal to reduce them. Check in regularly with coworkers to assess their perception of your behavior and make adjustments as needed. By actively working to improve, you can positively shift your relationships and how you're perceived in the workplace. Hire smart, remove toxic workers. To maintain a positive work environment, it's crucial to hire wisely and address toxic behavior promptly. Follow the hire slow, fire fast approach to prevent toxic individuals from joining your team and remove those already causing harm. During the hiring process, take your time to get to know candidates and involve your team in the interviews. Check references and look for red flags, even if former employers are reluctant to provide negative feedback. Additionally, review candidates' social media profiles to gather more information about their character. Despite thorough screening, some toxic traits may only surface after a new hire starts working. In such cases, use the correct, counsel, and coach approach. Provide immediate feedback and guidance to help the employee correct their behavior. If the behavior persists, termination may be necessary to protect the team's well-being. Key points. 1. Identify and manage toxic coworkers to mitigate their negative impact. 2. Negative workplace behaviors harm team productivity, well-being, and morale. 3. Stay objective, avoid reacting emotionally, and think before responding. 4. Refuse to engage with toxic individuals to strip away their power. 5. Address conflicts promptly to preserve workplace harmony. 6. Hold offenders accountable to prevent recurrent bad behavior. 7. Learn from negative examples and seek feedback to improve workplace conduct.